A new study from Stanford University is showing exciting results. It found that Boston charter schools are doing more to close achievement gaps than any other group of public schools in the country. Right now in Boston, there are thousands of kids on waitlists for charter schools. Still, Boston Mayor Tom Menino is unwilling to lift the cap on charters. He made a rare appearance at the State House, saying he will use his remaining days in office to advocate for education reform. His kind of education reform.
I have 244 days left in my term. No, I'm not counting. Like I did in 2010, I'm going to push each and every day for this legislation.
Menino wants to lift the cap on in-district charter schools. There are two types of charter schools in Massachusetts: Commonwealth charters, your normal charter school, and in-district charters. Whereas normal charter schools answer to the state, the in-district schools answer to the city's school committee, which is appointed by the mayor. Menino says so far in Boston, in-district charter schools have been installed in already existing low-performing schools to great success.
In 2010, I pushed for a new in-district charter school and new tools to help our underperforming schools in Boston. I'm here 3 years later to tell you that these reforms are working.
But Menino remains opposed to lifting the cap on normal charter schools that wouldn't be under the purview of a mayorally appointed school committee. Menino says his position isn't about control, it's about the kids.
You know, it's not about power. I mean, you get caught in this power struggle, state, city, and whoever it may be. All I care is about the tools to improve the kids' education. That's what I want. I want to make sure schools that we have in Boston are open to all our children, not some of our children.
The Joint Education Committee has new members, and it's not clear how the charter proposals will fare. At the State House, I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.